the best lesson for me was coming back from what happened. You know, going to jail, losing everything, coming back, and building another business. So what happens very often is that, you know, when you make money so fast on Wall Street, you don't really build anything. You're buying and selling and trading the ingenuity of others. There's no way to really feel like, you know, how do you put value on what you're doing? You then only have money is the only barometer of what you're doing. So, and then money, well, okay, it's in the bank. So you have to buy something to make it real. So you buy a huge house, a yacht, a jet. So then that feels really great for like a minute. And then I gotta buy a bigger house and a bigger yacht. And you know, money, as I always say, is money's like alcohol. It amplifies, it doesn't change you. You know, if someone's an asshole and they drink, you know, they're a giant asshole when they're drunk, right? But if someone's an awesome, funny person, when they drink, they're the life of the party, right? Money's very similar. It's not gonna make you anything that you're not, but it'll make you more of what you are. So what happens to a lot of people, it just amplifies the bad and amplifies the good as well, right? Most of us, and I'll be the first to admit that, but I emerged from my adolescence. So I wasn't the captain of the football team, the most popular guy, the suave with girls. Like most of us, we struggled with those things when we were teenagers. So I go into my adulthood with like these insecurities and saying, you know what? But once I get rich and I get my powerful, then I'll feel good. So while you're out there striving for success and clawing for it, even though you feel insecure a lot and you don't feel like you're really comfortable in your own skin, you say, I know why. It's because I don't have success yet. But then you achieve massive success and you get everything that you always wanted. And then, I still feel the same way inside. What do I do now? And that's what you see happen, not just on Wall Street, but in Hollywood.
Yeah.
With people like Lindsay Lohan, these child, they get so famous and they feel like, and then while they're trying to get famous, They're okay because they say, well, I don't feel great, but I know I'll feel great once I get famous because that's what my vision is. When I achieve my vision, when I get that, then I'll feel good. Then you get, you're like, that's when the real panic sets in. So with me, it's like I said, if I ever get rich and powerful, you know, and all of a sudden I had every girl after me, I'm like, I'm rich, by, you know, and I'm still the same guy. That's when I think a lot of the problems start. And you want to start self-medicating and because, you know, again, you know, success doesn't change you. It just amplifies you. So any insecurities you have become even bigger and so forth. And I think that's a lot, as much as it is true, on some level, you're not creating anything, but also because it's a very lucrative industry, and it is, people make money very fast. You end up, the things that you thought would make you happy, you check a box, say, wait a second, I'm still not happy. What do I do now? And that's when the panic sets in and people start to really implode. Most importantly, I really believe, is that you thought that once you arrived in the spot, you'd feel good. And when you don't, you're like, that's when you're like, what do I do? Like, how do I make sense of my life now? And then drugs help you make sense of that for a short time. And I think that's a really big part of it. And that's why people tend to try to, like, what's the next drill? What do I buy? You're always trying to see if I do this, I'll feel good. If I do this. So finally, for me, this great journey I had in my life was, you know, making all this money, a rise and a fall. And then finally, like, after the fall, meeting the right woman, you know, I'm very fortunate. I have a great, finally, just a perfect woman for me and my partner, my real soulmate.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
And like, you know, you come to the spot in your life where I just realize that I'm okay. Like, I'm good, and then once you're there, the money becomes amazing. The compulsions are lifted to spend it recklessly. It wasn't a car I didn't want to buy. I got every car, blah, 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 18 watches. I don't really care anymore. It's like, I love nice things, still love to fly private. Why not? But the point is, it's not like I feel like that I'm trying to like fill something by doing that. I use money in the right way now, and that took a long time. And I wish if you can go back in time and whisper something in young Jordan's ear, that would be it. Like, you're okay.
Yeah.
Like you're okay, and no one cares. Like, everyone's got their own going on. Like, no one's looking at you. And it's like, it's all in your own head. If at the end of the life you have a partner, a wife, or a husband, or a significant other that you really connect with and understands you and you can trust, a couple of good friends, you're doing really well in this world. I have this desire for instant gratification. It's just sort of a mentality that you want everything tomorrow. Now, looking back as a sober adult now, I'm 50 plus years old, right? What is business? What is the purpose of business? The purpose of business is to monetize the delivery of value. That's what businesses do, right? A business has a product, a good service.
Which solves the problem of a customer.
Yeah, and it's valuable to someone else, right? And the purpose of an organized business is to deliver the value in a way that actually makes money. Like, if it costs you more to deliver the value than you can get from the customer, well, then you lose money, you're not in business. So the purpose of the business is to deliver value, right? Facebook's a great example, and at least in its early days, it was just creating something that everyone wanted. There was no way to monetize it. They said, we'll figure out to monetize it later, and that was through advertising, right?
Right.
So in the early days, it was very pure, and Google the same thing. And a lot of Silicon Valley does work in that model.
Delaying the gratification.
Yeah, let's build something that everybody wants. We'll figure out how to make money on it later, right? That was a mistake I made. It was. In other words, for me, it was about how do you make money? Just make money, not let's deliver value. What I should have done is hire the best bankers and analysts out there so I can get the best products to sell and have these unbelievable products too, and then use my sales force to distribute those amazing products.
Right.
Instead, my sales roared ahead of my investment banking, and I ended up having a complete topsy-turvy where I had the greatest sales force in Wall Street and a terrible investment banking. So it was, and then once I got in trouble where I got the SEC said, sued me civilly, right? A lot of the better companies got nervous and shied away.
Right.
So then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you go to jail and you lose, like it's like losing the game of life, they always say, your values don't really change that easily unless a disaster happens. I was forced to re-examine my value system. My number one value in my 20s was, how do I make more money? I want to make money. I want power, money, hot women, sex, money, power, right? And I'm not alone like that in my 20s, but that was my values, right? Today, making money is not even my top five values, and I love money more than ever. Because I know I don't have to worry about that. If I just give value to people, I possess the skills to turn it into a profitable business. The more value I give, the more people I reach, the more money I make. I don't have to put money first. Money is the outcome of giving massive value and applying correct business principles versus waking up and saying, how do I make more money? We should just rip people off. Maybe we should pump the stock up. Your brain is a computer. And if you ask it bad questions, it gives you some bad answers. How do I make more money? Well, we could always, collude with that firm over there and do this again. Now, if I have one person who ever complained, here's your money back. I don't want anyone to touch my life and not think they got 10 times a better deal from me than I got. I'm okay with that. I'd rather someone say, wow. And that's the people on my platform. If you go on them, have your free, just check it out and just watch the comments that people say, this is ridiculous. How does he do this? How does he give this much value? Because it's like $20 a month and I should charge $200 or $300 a month. But I do it because I know I'm playing the long game. You know what? I'll get a million people on it. Very different. So, and look at Jeff Bezos, who's a great example.
Yeah.
People say, how is he doing all this stuff? How is he giving away books? He got to be losing, he was losing money. But he understood that he was providing a valuable service, and eventually, over time, you can make a lot of money like that. My thing that really drives me, honestly, is my own personal commitment to always showing up. No matter how I feel, good, bad, I've been on stage with a intravenous and a kidney stone, giving him with the thing on stage of me. It becomes who you are. And I always say, at some level, success is about getting yourself to do the things that you know you have to do, even when you don't feel like doing them. And I've mastered that ability. So that's my big thing, is I just show up no matter what, and tired. And here's the thing, right now, like I was tired this morning. I come here, I feel great. Once we're done, it's all.
You'll be tired again, yeah.
And then when I'm doing it, it's awesome. The problem is the downtime. Here's the thing. You're capable of doing more, you know this. You're capable of pushing yourself more, of showing up when you have to. So much is in your head. And it's excuses and sort of not feeble thinking, just like disempowered thinking.
Yeah.
To think that you, it's all in your head. You can train yourself to be someone. I want to be known as someone that always shows up. How many more years do I really have on this earth? And 30, 35, you know? And you start to, at this point, I'm at the point in my life where I feel very mortal. I didn't when I was younger. And because of that, I'm making it a point to enjoy every day. Like I'm not allowing myself to not, I refuse to not enjoy myself. I refuse to get caught up in the negative thinking and the small stuff, because you live once. And I spent so much time needlessly worrying from the time I was 12 to 18 I'm not this, I'm not that. Well, good Lord, I always said to my wife, if I would have known when I was 14 that this would have happened, I would have felt so good at 14. All these girls and this beautiful wife. All I want was a beautiful wife and this great, but I hurt myself. You get it? And I think a lot of people like that. And I'm at the point now where I finally don't do that anymore. Like I love where I am now. I love where I'm going, and I'm slowly but surely reconciling, making sense of my past. It's every day is just truly coming to peace with the mistakes that you've made. I never let them disempower me.
Right.
I learn from my mistakes, but it's trying to truly feel good about my whole life in sequence right now. I refuse to let my current days not be great, but I still do, I won't deny it. You know, you sometimes look back and you still get a bit of pangs of what happened, you know? And sometimes that's healthy, but the most important thing is whatever happened back then, I got how many years left? I'm gonna enjoy myself and also help as many people as I can become successful.